Now let's lead off with a follow-up to Rivian. After Amazon's recent announcement that the EV startup will be producing 100,000 electric vans for the giant online retailer over the next decade, WGLT's Eric Stock explores whether workers there might seek to unionize.
Ron McEnroy is regional director for the United Auto Workers of America in Illinois and eight other states. He says no one has contacted the UAW about possible union representation for the Rivian plant. He says his union leaders won't be reaching out unless they are asked.
Let the workers decide what's best for them and let them make that decision in a level and fair playing field.
A former UAW local leader for Mitsubishi Motors workers says he's concerned that many companies are more aggressively fighting unions, though he says it's not as bad in Illinois as it is in right-to-work states. Ralph Tiemann was president of the United Auto Workers Local 2488 and worked at Mitsubishi for 27 years.
Companies often spend hundreds of thousands of dollars with anti-union lawyers and firms to dissuade people from joining a union.
Last spring, some union leaders in McLean County complained that Rivian was using out-of-town workers for major remodeling work at the plant. Tiemann says while he's happily re-employed after leaving Mitsubishi, he knows some of his former co-workers at the plant are going back to work at Rivian and in some cases to mentor others.
There might be other opportunities there for former members and especially with what I see from Rivian and their mindset to utilize that experience to help nurture that next generation of auto workers and assemblers at the facility.
Rivian has about 130 employees at the plant in Normal, but hasn't started vehicle production yet. The company plans to have more than 300 workers there by the end of the year and pledged to have about pledged to have 1,000 full-time workers at the plant by 2024. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.